Don't get involved in arguments which are not your business. So this is the Pasuk. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Machzeh because the kelev over mizav ariv loy loy. Grabbing the dog as it's going by is getting involved in a fight which isn't your fight. Okay, so that's the pasuk. The Chazal add this nakuda. So what's going to happen is that at the end of the day, the two will work it out, and you're left with nothing, with having gotten involved in a fight which wasn't your business, and you end up with the frustration afterwards. So what's talking of pshat? Why do you believe that pshat is that they're going to work things out, and you're going to have a solution how to work things out? They have a mokum of vatronas, right? Reuven has a ton of Shimon, has a ton of Reuven, so they can at some point in time, a person makes a decision it's not worth it, so he's mevater in something. This person is a third party. He has nothing to give. Well, once he got involved, if he took one side, so he has no right to be mevater in anything. So he basically argued. So Reuven and Shimon had a fight. Levi got involved. Levi said Reuven is right. So Reuven eventually makes up with Shimon. Reuven explains to Shimon why he said what he said. Reuven is mevater a little bit. And Shimon is moichel. Shimon agrees to go weiter. So Shimon said, "Look, Reuven's a nice guy. He gave in to some extent, right?" But Levi can't give in. So Levi has no. He has no element of trade over here. What he has the right. Terah says, "What's dumb?" Shimon says, "This guy Levi over here was not. He got involved with none of his business." And he had attitude towards me, which where's the vitor now? So I mean, yeah, you can ask Mechil at the end, but the problem is, so the Rush seems to say that over here, the issue over here is part of the good advice. He doesn't seem to come Mitaris like, you know, we're holding mamish like Al Tasha Tas Kasim Kamer Yomecho. It's kind of a fun of. It's a Gavaldik Madrig, right? You shouldn't think with Avra Osik, you shouldn't have Aziz Metzach, you shouldn't be meshed to somebody's Mokharfim Bavazi, you should control yourself. And you know what? It's not good advice to get involved in fights which are good for you. So it's simply good advice. Is that the pshat? Rabbi Miller said, saw one time, I remember heard it on the tape that he said, also says by Rus, that she went to the field and that Boyce tells to her that you should collect and you should come in and you'll drink and you'll be terrible, your pitei pechaimitz, etc. So Chazal Darshan that she's going to collect, it's referring to the Melech HaMashiach. And you should be terrible, your chaimitz, your pas and chaimitz, because it's good against sunstroke. It prevents shora, sunstroke. You know, so we're talking about Mashiach and sunstroke in the same post. So he said he sees him. Listen, Chazal looked at good advice for life is a chashuv as preparing for Mashiach. That's definitely Rabbi Avida Miller's etzal type of a thought process. You know? So is that that's what happening over here? It's not just Rabbi Avida Miller; it's Taka Rush. You know, and by the way, you know, fights which aren't yours end up being bad for you. Obviously, if we can make something which makes sense, you know, they don't have to make sense. I mean, the chara, I mean, the problem getting involved in a reeve, which is lo lecha, is you have roigas, you have tainas, you have anger, you have usually end up with a lot worse of avers involved. So, and anything you make the machlokas worse. You're machzik with machlokas. It could be arver alav in the Torah. The person who strengthens a machlokas is arver alav. So it's not just the person who holds on to the machlokas, it's lashon of machzik to hold on to it. Two people are fighting, but a person, a third person gets involved, is mamish. So this is a madrega worse than. So tell me, why shouldn't you get involved in machlokas? It's a horrible thing, right? So the Rosh is telling me, Pashas, to learn the Rosh is telling me that there's a tremendous nature of getting involved in machlokas. And if I can't give you an Eitzah Tova, why it should make sense to you not to do it, it's much harder for the person Poshel not to get involved. So it makes sense for a person to stop and think about, what do I gain out of it? The Seif I'm all going to get is I'm going to get my Roigas, I'm going to end up with stomach ulcers. They work out, their mamas, etc. I have stomach ulcers, what are you in here for? So the Eitzah Tova Kamash Malon is the Eitzah Timsa for the overcome the Eitzah Hara, to want to get involved. So one point. Now the pasuk says Rashi brings this pasuk of Machzabas Nekelav over Misara Rivel Eloi. Rashi brings in the Chumash. It's a Taina Yaakovinu, right? He sent messengers to Esau. When he sent a message, Esau's going his way. He's going along his way. Leave alone. So you who were that the Medrash, you who are Maskil with him, you end up, there is danger, etc. Okay, leaving out that you have to understand what Chazal understood in the story, because the puzzle says Esav is coming out of the Grosso, Rabbi Meir Zish. So I understand, you're right, if Esav is traveling from city A to city B, and you live nearby, and you're afraid he might come by, visit you in a way which is dangerous, you know what? So take your chances and don't try and placate him, because maybe he wasn't really thinking about you to start with. Like Meir Zish, that you're on his mind, that you have to address it. If anything, you made it worse. So I'm not answering that, because the pasuk says he was coming like Rossi. But I mean, Chazal came along and said that the fight between Yaakov and Esav didn't have to be this stage of the fight didn't have to be a fight. He's a master of Kelev, he's getting involved in a Kelev who's traveling somewhere else. So he ends up with a fight with the Kelev. The Kelev is very happily going from point A to point B. He's not endangering you. He's not out to get you. He's an invader. It's a Kelev here. So you start trying to do something to the Kelev to stop you. So Kelev attacks you now. That's what Chazal was saying over there. So the Ariv Lo Lechua, which is included in the Chazal's Pasuk, is even a case where the two parties are you and somebody else. But not every fight has to be your fight. You don't have to fight every fight. You have to know when to run. I don't know if this the rush means this, but right, to Kal v'Chomer, Bemenosha Kal v'Chomer, you have to know when to quote run when it's not your fight to start with. Right? The reality of a machloikis is such a horrible thing, it's such a consuming thing that even if you potentially you want to bevorn the danger to yourself by trying to address it in a positive way, you just might make things that much worse. That's what Chazal are seeing. In the story of Yaakov and Esav, which means it's a fascinating thought. A lot of times we try and bevorn a problem, and we find multiple times that you're usually trying to bevorn a problem before it happens. Usually, but many, many times, shalom bias, etc. You know that something's going to bother your wife, so you try and explain it beforehand, etc. Then you end up with worse than you started. Why are we getting involved in this? Why are we discussing this? Well, I just want to, die the sorbet shite, So it's, and then other hands, of course, at times when you do need to move order beforehand. So I'm not giving tremendous eights of how to know which one it is. But it must say that reality exists, that sometimes the reeve, which is not yours, means how about reeve loy loy, it's your own fight. It's not your fight. Not every fight is a fight to fight. It's very gay in parenting. There are times that you need to address an issue with a kid. The times you need to not notice. The Velt says, they say we're from Rimer Chodesh, that he said this. There's a Yiddish saying, just even all the Marishan, the Marishan left him in Aleitena to cover himself. You don't always have to chat the buck for doing the wrong things. Sometimes it's better to look the other way. That was his nusach. Like, you don't have to copy your kids. You know, every time that there's something wrong, you have to fix it. So at the end of the day, it's not a fight you need to fight. You're not going to fight every fight. I had a conversation now with a parent that was certainly was bothering with their kids, and I told him, he says, you can win the battle and lose the war. This is not an area where you want to make a stand on, because even if you force them, but the Iker is the relationship. So that's true in a husband and wife issue also. There are times where, especially not a reeve, which you want to fight. It's not a question of warning. It's a fight, which is a fight. So it's not your fight. The deep down, the root of the issue is the other person has an area they need to work out. If that's the root of the issue, so you can't fight it. And if you try and get involved, you end up with a mess, right? A husband has an issue, so the wife tries to, to argue with him. Deep down, the problem is the husband himself is grappling with whatever is going on inside of himself. He needs to work it out. Instead of fighting with him, it's not her fight. Yeah, but it's negated to her, and it affects her, and it bothers her. I'll look at the zakah, or vice versa, right? That's not the issue, right? The same thing with the parent and the child. A lot of times, the child has an issue where they have to work out. But you're upset about them doing this. But that's not the root of the issue. So, it's not your fight to fight with them. Because the issue is not between you and them. The issue is they themselves. So that's also Misavra Riv Loi Loi. So there are different hechatimses of Misavra Riv Loi Loi, which we see in Chazal. We see in the Psukim, we see in Chazal. And none of them are a good idea. Okay.